it was, that's all I remember from the show, but he was like just destroying, talking about how his dick is like a Darth Vader helmet. I don't remember any joke.
I mean, I'm laughing, just imagining. I'm just imagining.
The sound as well. When the nut comes out.
Tag. Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Veroni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Ahoy.
Rah! Land! Land!
You need rum, to get back to work! Rum, please. Need some rum now. If you got it. Can you spare some rum?
So, well, we're off to an amazing... This is maybe one of the most legendary starts to the podcast ever.
Yeah, exactly. We're off to the fucking races. Feeling good. For some reason, I have SNL highlights just auto-playing on YouTube in the background.
What sketch is on right now?
Well, right now it's AD, Vanessa Bayer. They're all at a funeral. Oh, there's Amy Poehler. Yeah, Mr. Sandberg.
All right, the topic is pirates today, but I'm just going to get out ahead of it and say that I spent 3 hours on a math equation yesterday that I want to know if you guys can help
me. Oh, dude, this actually unsettled me.
This is Yes.
Can I read the text that you sent? Because I got this, and if you weren't as stable, I would have legit been concerned.
What makes you think I'm stable?
Because I've put you through different tests that you weren't aware of, and you passed. Hmm. All right. Here you go. Here's Jack yesterday at 12:10. Get ready for Joy Tactics tomorrow, guys. Scary. Scary, by the way, already. Then you say, I've spent the last 2 hours on one math equation. All right. Then you say something. You say something actually isn't adding up. I actually need you guys to solve this equation for me because I feel like I've tapped into something beyond comprehension / potentially a conspiracy. All right, so that, let's hear it, man.
All right. All I want to say is I've continued my work on the equation, and I'll just let you do the math, really, on this one. So this is, all right. You've noticed in the news lately that there have been a couple horrible aviation accidents.
Oh, no.
And yep. We've been hearing the stats. We've heard it all over the place. I've had my own personal journey with fear of planes.
Right.
And I've always heard that stat. Cars are much more dangerous than flying. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
So all I was trying to do is a very simple equation in my free time on Saturday that I just thought, but people drive so much more than they fly. Isn't that weighing the odds? See what I'm saying? So what I did is I found the amount of miles driven by everybody in America over the course of 1 year collectively. And I found the number of miles traveled by commuter airlines. Very simple number to find. It's the whatever RP, like sold miles per passenger, you know what I'm saying? And then I somehow calculated the averages and the percentages per mile. You see what I'm saying? So not the riskiness, but the simple per mile. If everybody was to travel the same amount of miles in a car and the same amount of miles in an airplane. And what do I have here? Just to start with some of the numbers. Yeah.
Just real quick, wouldn't it be better if you calculated the time spent in a car, not the miles? Because maybe that's what's shaking you up here.
That to me sounds like a different equation.
Right off the bat. I feel like that might be a more accurate picture of what you're trying to convey. Because a plane goes faster than a car, so the miles,
the miles don't.
No. But the miles. That is the function of the vehicle. This is a mode of transportation. So you have to assess it by miles, not time spent in it. You see what I'm saying?
I don't have the mathematical brain to back then up what I'm saying.
Just be quiet for 10 minutes.
All right. But I think I'm right, but go on.
All right, so the United States people drive roughly 3.2 trillion miles per year is the number I came up with. 41,000 deaths per year, roughly. Let's say 45. I did 45,000 divided by 1.64 trillion. I got 2.74 times 10 to the 8, negative 8th. So 274 negative 10 millionths.
Already so lost.
And then I did the same thing. I found that it's not important. I'll get past the numbers. But what's interesting is basically what I realized, and I told this to Raleigh. I showed her all my math on this, and she was like, you don't understand what a statistic is and how they work. She's like, it's not an average. Like, you're just finding, like, an average. But I want to know from any math head out there, so how come when I was looking up the I'm looking at, like, a very long notes app equation right now. I'm trying to find the relevant numbers. Forgive me. And you'll be seeing this again in front of Congress very soon.
You just hold up your notes app, like, to each of them as they're on their little podium.
Nothing wrong with that. So I'm seeing, what, 1 in 8,000 chance of being in a fatality-style car accident. 1 in 8,000.
Okay.
But that's according to basically ChatGPT, Google. But the number I came up with is 1 in 78.1 million.
Jesus.
I'm going to go ahead and hang it up. I think I'm going to admit defeat maybe on this. I was trying to prove that cars are more dangerous than flying through very advanced
math. Prove that planes are more dangerous than driving, you mean?
Did I say it backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah, well then, yeah. I'm trying to prove that planes are more dangerous per mile. But yeah, this is kind of the danger of me living in New York by myself. The conspiracies that I get close to as I marinate my body with the juices of my own mind.
Well, you don't feel bad because when I was like, maybe I already said this on the podcast, but probably when I was like 13, too old to be having this realization, I'm in my dad's office in our house, and I was like, probably have been watching like the Bourne movies or whatever, just trying to find fucking, or like the Matrix, like just trying to find inconsistencies where everyone else is just being a sheep and just enjoying their fucking steak and shit. I'm like actually looking into the code, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about that, and I see my dad has a map of the world up, of the globe. And I see Alaska on one side, and I see Alaska on the other side. You know what I mean? And I was like, literally, what the fuck is going on? And I really felt like I was like looking at maps on the internet, like Googling maps, and I was like, how is no one else seeing this?
Your dad snaps your neck, like fucking right there.
You fucking idiot.
That is a great question to have.
But, bro, how many discoveries have been halted because someone was too afraid to appear stupid?
Yeah, or mentally ill.
Or mentally, what you say, ill.
God knows. God only knows.
I have a recent conspiracy sort of on this tip.
What?
That sort of involved with the simulation in and it is, well, I don't have a backup cam for my Prius, okay? And I have a theory that I am...
Really funny place to start when introducing a conspiracy theory.
Hear me out. People who don't have backup cams are going to really resonate with this one. There's going to be a light bulb that flickers off. So when I'm parallel parking, I think that I am actually hitting the car behind me. Like, no question. Front and back. Like, slamming into it. But I think the simulation is like... Every time this guy parallel parks, he can't like hit a car. So we're just going to like give him like some give and, you know, reprogram the code so it seems like he's getting in the spot like correctly. Mm. That's my theory, is that we can't. Because I just feel like when I'm parallel parking, I am like slamming into the back. I'm like, there's no way I'm not hitting this car right now. And I keep on going, 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 going.
Yep.
And nothing's happening. And I'm like, I feel like I could go forever right now.
But Nate, you drive different.
I know that. Yeah, I know.
You drive more cautious than, like, I think your caution is commendable, by the way. You drove us very safely in the UK, and you didn't hit any rocks. I did. Listen, I hit the rocks, and I'm finally owning up to it.
Thank you. Thank you.
But I think you guys want to hear the embarrassing thing that I have thought?
Of course.
Of course.
And I don't know what you mean by as if that's related. What do you mean? Embarrassing how? Like, because what me and Nate said.
No, this one's actually embarrassing.
It was brave, actually.
All right. I got really sleepy one. Like, when I get really sleepy and out of it, you know, I start, the mind wanders, you know, and you start thinking. Like, the other night, Bubbles was, like, looking at me upside down, and I was like, seeing her face upside down suddenly made her head like an abstract thing and not Bubbles. And I was like, what the fuck is that? Like, I can't believe I'm like chilling with this thing that has these fucking wet balls in its head that are eyes and a wet ass mouth. You know what I mean? It just like all of a sudden it was like this abstract, right, like grotesque thing and not my sweet dog. But anyways,
that's
the actually embarrassing thing I thought was like one night I was like, I can't believe that I'm like on this new like version of The Office after that was like my favorite show growing up. Like, wouldn't like an alien be like, wouldn't it be funny to put his ass like make him think that he could actually do something like that?
Eric, what you're
like a Truman Show prank.
Yeah.
this is like the 1% downloaded syndrome that Kanye has now. Like,
what is that?
Just like some sort of like disconnection with reality entirely.
Right.
It's just been inserted. Get ready, because pretty soon you're going to be hucking paintballs at fucking paparazzi.
Damn, that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay. Totally. Well, first off, that was really embarrassing, Eric, to reveal that, and I commend you for being vulnerable in that way and sharing that. But I do want to ask you, have you dipped into the latest Joe Rogan Experience podcast?
No, what happened?
Because it is earth-shattering.
No, but the guy who, I think I know what you're talking about, the guy who they're interviewing claimed to be a alien assassin, I think.
Who is this?
Was it the two guys?
Talk about what you're breaking
well,
down.
Well, he describes like so many things. Like he described, it's quite insane. One is that he like worked at one of the top secret alien facilities and an alien escaped. And he said it was tied up in a chair. Okay. And he convinced the interpreter to throw him inside of the portal to get him back to his home planet.
Get me in a portal.
So that's one. I'm fully on board for all of this. You think this guy's a grifter?
No, I trust him. What else?
The other one is that he says he like pulls off to the side of the road and an alien who's in full military outfit and has no ears.
Oh, but it's like a little weird. I've seen this guy. It's like a little off.
Yeah, he has like no ears. He has like kind of bluish like white skin, huge eyes. And he comes up to him and he starts speaking in a crazy ass language.
But he understands.
But he understands because it's telepathically translated into his brain.
So then why would he fucking be even speaking at all?
I don't know. Like, maybe it's just...
Because you need sound waves as the communication for the telepathy to transfer.
I mean, that's
right,
brilliant.
Of course.
That's fucking brilliant.
But he says, he gives him two things. He says, I need this element for my ship. Okay? And it's called, like, Titranium or something like that. Okay,
he doesn't give me some titranium now.
And the other thing is, he implants a star map into his head, and he draws it out. And he doesn't know any of these star constellations. He's like drawing out like the Leo constellation perfectly. And there's this one area where it's that is in red in his mind, and it's like his home planet. And then the guy that was like deciphering this map was like, we just discovered like a bunch of exoplanets that are Earth-like in this exact area.
If I don't get to visit one exoplanet before I die, I'm going, there's going to be hell to pay.
Oh, I've got something for you to smoke next time you're in New York, in which case, Eric.
What is it, man? Dadgrass?
It's fucking sativa along, and you smoke, hit, take a hit of sativa, and then I put the $40 massage gun to the back of your spine.
Mm-hmm. And then they hold the pillow over my face.
Hold it in, dude. 30 seconds.
Hold it in.
Imagine holding in a puff for 30 seconds. See ya. Bye. Dude, is the episode you're talking about with Lenval Logan and Jason Sands?
I don't know their names, but okay. I listened to the full.
Lenval,
I think
Logan
it might, this
Jason
might be the only.
Those are two like pre accident Spider-Man villains.
I know, it sounds like Lenval Logan sounds. Seeing the name Joe Rogan next to Lenval Logan, it looks like my dad tried typing Joe Rogan. And he says, "Have you seen the Lenval Logan experience?"
Logan.
I'll say I feel like these guys, if I may, as we mock them. Because when we were at the Monster Truck rally last night with a bunch of friends and everybody was not having a sip of alcohol, and I had just finished two tall boys and a regular Modelo, and I whipped out that equation on my phone and started showing it to Connor. And then I stopped and I was like screaming it over the Monster Truck engines.
And he was like nodding.
It's just like, you know, I was just thinking about how bad I feel for those people, that they can't really tap into the human spirit.
You mean the human spirit of fun?
The human spirit of discovery and sensitive inquisivity. Inquisitive and sensitivity. I don't know.
Well, you know, you've read the book, so you'll agree with this statement. Ego is the enemy.
Ah.
Ego prevents you from fun, discoveries, playfulness, being silly.
I couldn't agree more.
Listen, us three are so responsible, so masculine, and yet silly as well.
That's correct.
And that's why we can have amazing.
That's one of the
times.
Toughest combinations to pull off, by the way.
Bro, so and we like masculine. we respect diversity and all that shit too.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's nothing bad about us.
Majorly. On all metrics, across all metrics.
On all metrics, of course.
But I think, dude, we're like we're basically vessels for the spirit realm to come in.
Basically, what are we if not spiritual vessels? Can you tell me? Can you make an argument that we're not spiritual vessels?
I can't. That's the one argument I'm not allowing myself to even venture into. It's so dark. It's a possibility. But so the other night. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, go ahead. I was just going to suggest we all get fucking hammered when. Well, you're. We all. But. And we all just do some. Wouldn't that be fun to have a. Take a math class, but be all fucked up? A community.
I'd do a webinar with you guys. Yeah,
would you? That would be nice because we're both sober right now, me and Eric.
Extremely.
And we should. I think the first time we're back, we should just have Jack kind of lead us through some simple, and then it gets way way more advanced, like rapidly as the seminar goes on.
You know what?
And we have to take a shot for every time
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind it. I was talking to my other friends, Danny and Joe Minor today about how people talk about alcohol when it is like when they're doing a dry month. It's like it feels like whenever I talk about alcohol, if I'm not talking shit on it and how good I feel, I'm talking about how good it would taste and like. Joe broke his dry January last night, and he had like six beers. And I was like, "What did it? did it feel amazing? Like talking about it as if we've never had any."
I did. When I was thinking about the equation, I was like, "Oh man, I got to bring this up on Joy Tactics." But I did think like I better wait until at least like 40 minutes in, because it's gonna be a rough listen.
And I think that was quite interesting, I would say.
You probably got people in their heads that are listening. So if you're listening and you're thinking about that equation, come back. It's okay to come back. You can visit that thought again.
Let's talk about pirates.
Yeah, shall please. We?
I think we should.
Well, who's the most favorite, famous pirate? I know what my favorite pirate is. I bet everyone has the same favorite pirate.
3, 2, 1, let's go. 3, 2, 1, Captain Jack.
Sexy pirate.
Pharaoh.
A sexy pirate. That's
so
my favorite type
three
of pirate.
Different one. Well,
wow.
Sexy female pirate. but no, Jack Sparrow is probably the best.
Oh, Captain Hook, y'all.
Oh shit, I forgot
that
about
dude's fucking crazy. Captain Hook is out of his damn mind.
Every pirate is crazy by land logic. But
right, but let me just tell you this. You know about chaotic good and chaotic evil. I'll just put it this way.
Amazing
Captain Hook is chaotically evil. Captain Jack Sparrow is chaotically good. Think about that.
Why do I identify so much with the anti-hero?
Probably the way you raised.
Well, I was raised by union organizers, so I don't agree with
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Oh, but
there
then
are
it's
no
the
heroes in unions. There's heroes. There's heroship and solidarity.
Wow, actually, that's pretty good.
So, but let's go back to pirates. Bluebeard. What do you guys know about Bluebeard? Now, there's Bluebeard. In addition to that, there's a guy called Blackbeard.
I don't know anything about Bluebeard.
Oh, you want
to Bluebeard like a woke pirate or something? Like goes to like cosplay conventions and.
I'm actually trying to remember because there's a guy that Caleb and I used to call Bluebeard at our gym in New York, and it was an old guy that had a blue beard.
I have a blue beard in a blue window.
Remember that song?
I hated it. Of course. I hate all those guys.
A song like that could never hit the charts. That was like a rare moment in music history when songs could kind of just be really, really fucking weird and goofy.
Oh, man,
and hit the charts.
That felt so good. Looking at a fucking bag of Crazy Bones and listening to that song.
Are they tour? Do you think they're tour? What band is that? Eve something or
Eiffel 65?
Eiffel 60. Okay, now listen to this shit. Now listen to this. Wow. All right. Yeah. Blackbeard was a real ass pirate who lived in between 1680 and 1718. So, bro, this guy was not even fucking 40. That's crazy. 38-year-old pirate?
Wow.
Damn.
That's young now. It's pathetic how we think of that as young now, by the way.
Likely from England, and he was one of the most feared and legendary pirates. He was known for his thick, long black beard. Oops, Nate, sounds like something you could be. Which he sometimes braided and tied with ribbons. Okay. Go off,
fun.
King. Before battle, he would put slow-burning fuses in his beard to create a smoky, terrifying image. Jesus.
And smell,
Christ.
Too, I bet. Probably smelled like apples in Rome.
He was extremely brutal, but he never killed a hostage. Wow. And he had multiple gunshot wounds and sword wounds before finally going down off the coast of North Carolina.
Bluebeard took his shirt off.
Bluebeard is not a pirate, and he's a wealthy nobleman with a sinister secret. He murders his wives. Right, of course. Okay. I was listening to the audiobook about this. That was
Blackbeard is a cool name for a pirate. That's like seeing on like RuneScape somebody with the name like Red, where it's like, damn, you must have been one of the first ever people to have a pirate name to get Blackbeard, because everyone has a fucking Blackbeard.
Right.
You couldn't now. If you were a new pirate these days, you'd have to go by like 1136 eyelids 88XOX. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything's fucking taken.
Right.
Put your birthday in it.
Man. So what these guys would be? I'm just trying to wrap my head around ancient piracy. They get on their boats, and then they go rob other boats for dry goods and liquor and gold and crowns.
Right. Well, rubies. You have these nerds essentially traveling around the globe, Vasco da Gama going around the Horn, and they all think,
losers.
Oh, wow, I discovered going around the Horn of the Southern Cape of Africa. Little did you know that there's basically already a bunch of oceanic skate park dwellers sitting there waiting for you to pull up in your fucking Bugatti. And guess what?
Oh, shit.
When you roll up, Chad Musk is going to smack your ass. And that's what they did, is they take them for a pepper, because they're looking for spices, right?
Oh,
the spice
give
trade.
Me the pepper now. Put the pepper.
Give us all your black pepper. And turmeric.
Some of the pirates like can't help themselves. They start eating the pepper like crazy.
Oh, my God. The first pirate.
Get out of the pepper.
The Szechuan peppercorn. Oh, that must have been a fun trip.
That would be, wow. But were they on rum? That's the question.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Were they really
course.
Drinking rum? Or is that just myth and fairy tale?
Well, there's a lot of stereotypes. I feel like pirates have become mythical figures. They have a peg leg. They have hooks. You know,
right.
they speak in it. They have a parrot on their shoulders. Like, no, I feel like there was never one pirate, not even one single pirate that had all of those attributes. Peg leg, hook, parrot.
Oh, someone that had it all. I feel like SpongeBob had that at one point. Four pegs.
The eye patch.
Peg everything.
Like, damn, this is the most like fucking physically disabled person on like the planet.
Let me tell you what, if I was a pirate back then, they'd be calling me fucking peg mouth, and I'd chop my own tongue off, and then I'd get my shit fucking replaced with a piece of wood. And then I'd pull up smacking people with that.
Yeah.
That's peg mouth. He eats through his nose, he snorts fucking lines of pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes and fucks people up with his mouth. Mm-hmm.
I wish I could see a pirate's jig. They just took out the British fucking armada. They're sitting on piles of gold. They got coffee. They're drinking coffee and eating sugar by the handful.
Out of metal.
And they do a jig.
Like a
dance
song?
A jig. A true celebration of a victory. You imagine a fucking happy pirates dance.
I'll play you something.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I guess I got to put music for musicians on. This is a song for any fucking nerds out there that play RuneScape. I don't. I have shit to do. But there's this song is called Sea Shanty 2, I think. I think this is the one that everybody says is amazing.
This is off the RuneScape soundtrack.
You just fucking slice somebody's throat.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh, I was going to say, there needs to be a beat behind this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
That's Bruno Mars could never. That's all I got to say.
Don't doubt him.
He'd break his fucking...
Again. You know what happened last time you doubted him, right?
Who, Bruno? Mm-hmm. Or a pirate?
He did that. Then he came out that song with that song with Lady Gaga. That's undeniable.
You know what song I really fuck with by Bruno Mars?
What?
Let's take our time tonight, girl. Above us, all the stars are watching. There's no place I'd rather be in this world. Your eyes are where I'm lost in. Underneath the chandelier, we're dancing now. Alone. Tears are actually coming out of my eyes.
Singing that song in the crow's nest after seeing a prostitute in fucking Jamaica.
feel good.
You know, I bet like pencil, you know, people make like pencil beats on the table. That probably originated on a pirate ship because they were just so bored. Mm-hmm. There's probably so much downtime on the ship, you know?
That of course, probably, dude.
They were just using sticks and going.
They probably, I mean.
Oh, they probably, had the Shmurda dance.
That you can't imagine.
Write scripts.
Yeah,
writing scripts.
Well, those short films back then were crazy.
Oh, bro. Short plays, actually. Collection of short plays.
There's
one acts, they call them.
Really?
Yeah, one act.
Why? Because there's one actor?
Could be.
Never know.
DB.
Pirates kind of invented metaphors, I feel like. The choppy seas, the call of the siren, the Odyssey, of course. There's so much beauty. There's so much beauty. There's so much romantic beauty in the morbid certainty of the ocean. Can you imagine? Have you been, Eric, you've been on a fucking cruise ship. Where there's no lights. Did you ever look out in the ocean and think, where are the lights?
Where are the lights? Yeah, of course. There's this famous story about a worker on a cruise ship who just jumped off the side of it, killed herself.
Oh,
Jesus.
All right.
Well, let's...
Does that have to do with the lights? Or like
but I used to think about it every time I would look at it. Because if you jump off a cruise ship, have you seen that video of that kid who jumps off and is like fucking around, jumps off
into
the ocean, all fucked up. His friends are laughing. Never seen again.
that.
You can't survive jumping off a cruise ship. Like, that'll kill you. No, it's not.
That's interesting that you don't know about this. Basically, you know, it's hella expensive to turn a cruise ship around. Like, they can basically, and it's very hard to find someone once they've gone off, you know, to be able to go alert the staff and then be able to go find them again. You have very low chances of.
And by the way, a couple other factors. You're treading water. That can only happen for so long. Who knows what the temperatures is? And then the biggest thing is basically you are on a fucking floating Chicago hot dog through a sea of famined animals. And these sharks. Hungry. Have you ever seen someone throw a fucking bread into the water next to a boat? Yeah. They start popping up like acne on a fucking on me in high school. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, Nate, are you, because it sounded like you didn't respect the power of the ocean when you said that right there.
That's not what I was saying. Do you respect it now? After hearing this fact, I have immense respect. I had no idea. Thank you for opening my eyes once again.
Bro, let's talk about women pirates, because the women were pirates too.
Ladies is pirates too, gone.
Mm-hmm. So rare, some female pirates became just as feared as the men. Feared examples include Anne Bonny and Mary Read. Disguised as men, it sounds like Mulan to me, they fought alongside male pirates. If you did the pirate Mulan, Ching Shi, a Chinese pirate queen who commanded a fleet of 1,800 ships. Damn.
Wow. Apple TV. How is this not a, there are no movies about this? You're kidding me.
Joy Tactics. I just watched it. Guess what? To all the pirates listening, be careful nowadays. It's not the days of, what's his name, Captain Phillips anymore, where you just get to come on board and fuck up Tom Hanks at will. Nowadays, the freighter ships fight back. I just watched a video yesterday of a pirate ship coming up alongside like a freight ship, you know? These guys had fucking Call of Duty style XMG assault rifles shooting at it, and then they take a rocket launcher and they shoot it at this tiny ass boat, and it blows up, but everyone was fine. And
here, I just came up with a movie idea. Below what? Deck. I think you see where I'm going with this. The reality show.
Oh, okay.
Below Deck. They get into some pirate territory, and then the pirates get on the reality show, and they're like, oh, this is actually like fun. And they cooperate with the production team, and they make an incredible series of reality television. Wow. See, I'm just full of these ideas. There's just it's limitless. Just on the spot, just right there.
Raleigh just texted me saying what I did to her was abusive.
That was, listen to I that, mean, man.
'Cause people express real feelings through humor.
I don't. I definitely don't. I express my real feelings through songs that kind of come out 20 years post-mortem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
It's just good to be here with you guys. Good to be chatting.
Could be worse for us. Slow your life down? I want to slow down everything. I want to slow this podcast down. I think...
You need to start slow dancing too. Every time I see you dancing, you're dancing all fast, tiring yourself out within about 30 seconds.
I don't dance for fun. I dance for cardio.
Fast dancing. Okay, but you're right. What else do you want to slow down?
I want to slow down Trump's fucking brain molecules, if that's even possible, because they're moving so slow that I wonder about their... efficiency in delivering nutrients to his brain, essentially. So Trump is disrespecting Canada, and dude, he's disrespecting everybody, Americans.
Right.
Did you see the Canadians at the NHL hockey game?
Yeah, they booed our national anthem. And honestly, I'm like, yeah, I get it. I fucking get it, frankly.
I get it, but maybe do it in two fucking steps. Applaud the fucking person who's singing and say, that singing was amazing. Now let's boo for political reasons.
Let's separate
reasons.
The art from the artist and start actually saying, hey, this song isn't cool anymore after these tariffs.
We're going to need fucking Pete Buttigieg to come up with his own national anthem.
please.
Pete Buttigieg needs to do a body transformation now. If he wants to become president in 40
years. Go back to Kabul. That's where God is calling you.
Work and move in silence. I already said it, but get the cum gutters ready for 2020 fucking.
Oh, trust me.
Eight.
Get the Equinox, secret black site Equinox in Kabul.
Black site Equinox.
Start working hard. Get the fucking Twitch stream going. Wear a mask. Do the face reveal 2028. Oops. You've already been rocking with me. See what I'm saying?
Pete Buttigieg, president. Hassan Piker, vice president.
Destiny.
And that's all we need. All
right.
No, Destiny. Oh, you know who? What?
Destiny is like a Hassan Piker's old friend who maybe is a sex criminal. But innocent until proven guilty, as far as I know. That's for sure for me. But I came up with a wonderful idea recently, actually. And I'm very tempted. Very few concepts get to even be considered for entering my stand-up comedy satirical repertoire. But this is a theory I was thinking about exploring. So you know how we have the three branches of government, right? Executive. I was going to say president, but I know that's the same thing. Executive, legislative, and judicial. Mm-hmm. The Congress, the Supreme Court, and the president. Now, what's funny is, why don't we have that with the fucking military? That is an unchecked source of power. We've already got the three branches. So I'm saying Air Force, Army, and Marines. Let them duke it out a little bit from time to time. Yo, the Army's going to go invade fucking whatever, this section of Russia.
Are you talking about like a civil war?
No. Those aren't productive unless you're
talking about war country. Games.
I'm talking about checks and balances. I'm talking about violent
right.
checks and balances, essentially.
Because the Army just owns all land, you know, combat. You're saying, like, let's get them, like, some, you know, let's give them some swimming lessons and get them out there.
Well, it could solve some things. You know, look at the military-industrial complex. Why don't we...
I look at it all the time and assess it.
Well, that's good. You should, as you should be. But why can't we separate it? Because that's going to mix up the money a little bit, okay? Now that they're not all being controlled by the Department of Defense, why don't we have three pentagons? One in the ocean, one in the sky, and one in the land. I need new fucking podcast hosts. If you guys can't go there with me, I really don't know what to say at a certain point. Three new military branches. Nate, pitch on it, man. Jesus Christ.
Nah. I like going on little riffs and shit, but I like to stay grounded in reality and talk about my real feelings in my real life. That's what I do this podcast for.
Well, I'm trying to change reality from the bottom up.
That's admirable. Californians on screen right now. I don't even can't understand what this clip is. It's like 10 seconds of every SNL sketch. Seth Meyers.
Humor
good. Looking at a frog and we come update.
What's your guys' favorite SNL sketch?
Favorite of all time? Bro, you know, I can't really get over the one where Will Ferrell's like the old timey fucking.
The gold thing?
Yeah.
Oh, my good God.
Sheesh. That's funny.
Will Ferrell, shout out, man.
Tracy Jordan can't keep it together.
What's his name? His name is like...
Wait, is it Tracy Morgan? Or I always forget which one's the 30 Rock character.
Tracy Morgan. Tracy Morgan is.
Yeah.
I saw him live in Toledo, Ohio.
Was he acting... Wild.
He was hilarious. He was on fucking fire, dude. I saw him at like the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Toledo, Ohio.
He was bodying.
Yeah. I remember he was like talking about his dick was like a Darth Vader helmet. And he like did. That's all I remember from the show, but he was like just destroying talking about how his dick is like a Darth Vader. I don't remember any joke.
I mean, I'm laughing, just imagining. I'm
laughing. Sound as well. When the nut comes out.
Tag.
Fuck. I got to get his email.
Damn.
Yeah, he's probably retired that joke. You can take it.
All right. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all right. No problems.
What's your favorite, dude? Oh, you know what my favorite is? Why do I feel like I said this recently on the podcast? Anyways, the Chris Farley sketch where he's like, he's in a Coffee Crystals commercial, and they're going up to him, and they gave him a cup of coffee, and they're like, this guy comes up to him and is like, sir, do you know that you're actually drinking Coffee Crystals and not regular coffee? And Chris Farley just like flips out and he chokes this guy out. He fucking beats the shit out of him. It's like the funny. It's so good. It's the best line read I've ever heard when he says, what? It's my favorite.
And Schmidt's Gay is also a good one. Remember that one?
No, I don't think so.
It's like, the gay version of it's like a fake beer called Schmidt's Gay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like Adam Sandler and David Spade and Chris Farley like losing their minds at these like sexy guys in a pool. It's so good. Tasteful, I might add. Jack?
Favorite SNL sketch?
Yes, man.
Well,
please.
If I'm not allowed to pick any of the ones from my writing packet over the last 3 years in a row.
You could.
You good, all man. Right, shit. You would have been, right. Dude, we're sorry, man. We're sorry it didn't happen. You have to move on.
Fine. Celebrity Name Club. That's my favorite sketch where it's a support group for people with the same names as a celebrity. That's fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious.
And that's your
original
one?
And then you get
one?
The actual celebrity up in there. And yeah, my name's Timothy Chalamet. Crowd cheers.
Who the fuck is that? That's who? You're lying. Yeah. Everybody whips out fucking katana.
Oh, my God. Really quick.
Yeah.
I'm playing Cyberpunk 2077 right now.
What the fuck is that?
It was supposed to be the next best game of all time, and it came out about 5 years ago. And people fucking hated it because it was so buggy. It was, like, unplayable. But now, 4 or 5 years later, this thing is running perfectly. And it is a good game. And you're in the future, like in a Blade Runner type world. And you get these, like, you can get katanas and just slice the fuck out of.
Oh, wow. Katanas. Also,
can I say something? Eric, you personally need to Venmo me $15. Because I fucking downloaded Balatro. And I'm going to get a lot of hate for this shit. I'm going to get... people are going to come for my throat. But that game fucking sucks. I can't...
Bro, but
I played it for like an hour. And I was like, what is the point of this? Can you please pitch me on... Do I have to go further into... like
how far have
you
gotten? Like how many blinds have you gotten in?
I've played like probably 6 blinds. And I'm getting the amount of points you need to like move on to the next one.
Because you get addicted to like leveling up your deck, and what happens, especially when you have the vibration on, it's like you get these jokers that can like stack on each other, and you figure out a way to where it's like if that joker's there and this joker's there, and I upgrade these cards, you just get this crazy thing going on, and it's addicting to see the points go like poof, skyrocket. It's
I don't know, maybe it's just not. I was downloading it, I was like, what am I doing? Like, I know I went in like, I don't think I'm gonna like this, and then I didn't as I was playing it, and I'm like, why does it, like, the ratings for it are so high, like I just don't understand it.
Well,
like, people love the fuck out of this game.
It's very thoughtfully done. It looks cool, it sounds great. I find it personally addicting.
Eric, I feel like if you were, because in Severance, they're part of the setup of the show is like, they don't know what the fuck they're doing there. And what is this job? It's just like, yeah. I don't understand. I feel like if you were there, you'd be like, I like it. I think this is a sick job. I don't get it, the screen, but like, it's nice looking and I just do the numbers and yeah, feels good.
Cool.
I like it.
What are you guys
like
complaining about?
Where are you trying to go? This place is nice.
The ultimate test is Jack playing it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jack, I mean, you're afraid to get addicted, Jack.
Download it on your phone and just report back next episode.
I'll do it for science. All right.
Because I just don't see it. I don't know. Usually I can get in the mind of, you know, somebody who can like this, but that one I was just like, something's off between.
I gave it a couple starts and I like thought it was okay. But then something clicked on the most recent sort of playthroughs where I was like, this is.
Also, this I'm is fucking fun. Done with the Steam Deck. I'm fucking done with it. I can't download any fucking game on it. Like, there's most of the Call of Duties, the DayZs, whatever, a lot of these bigger games are unsupported by it. And I spent like another 4 hours trying to do the Windows thing, and it didn't, and like something fucked up during the I've done this twice, so I can't spend any more time trying to do
this. Well, dude,
I've given up.
You need to realize what that system's built for, and that's for emulation and indie games, bro.
I guess all so. Right?
And playing old gen titles on there, okay?
I guess so.
Play Titanfall 2. That shit was popping.
What is that game? I've never heard of it.
First person shooter with mechs. It's okay, Sachin.
What else? Well, you know what we didn't talk about in terms of piracy is the, you guys are thinking of pirates as humans, vessel dwelling criminals, but there is another form of piracy, digital piracy, which I am very well versed in, I will say. And yes, the government has tried to come out. AT&T Internet has tried to come after me before, and they have failed.
They can't find you.
So funny about being like, what'd you say, Jack?
Little joke about how they can't find Nate's location, but we should work on it.
There's something so funny about being hella into pirating.
Eric, lower in the Zoom.
No, I'm back. What's the pirate website that you go to, Nate?
PirateBay.org. ThePirateBay.org. Classic one.
That's a stone cold classic.
They got everything you could possibly imagine. I was just talking about how I don't have Apple TV, but Severance Season 2, I want to watch it. It's fucking on there, 100%.
These streaming services have spoiled us. You see what I'm saying? Because you put in the work. You've reset your endorphins in many different ways, mm-hmm. And your fucking serotonin receptors to where you can handle a pirating and connecting a laptop to a fucking TV. I'm at the point where if I can't fucking just immediately press play on the Roku.
You can't hook up an HDMI cord to a computer.
I can, but I'd rather not. I'd literally rather spend $5 and rent a movie than, you know what I mean?
That is, yeah, yeah. I feel like you are a person who's like, you always want things like delivered. You don't want to pick it up, you know? Like it's like you love convenience, I would say, which I don't want
to
fault you for.
That's what it appears to be on the outside. On the inside, it's a lot more complex, and it's a lot more, because most of my fucking mental bandwidth is being put towards things that I'm not a lot under NDA right now. Can't discuss.
Yeah, Nate, if you had fucking shit to do, you'd like convenience too, dumbass.
Maybe that's it. Maybe
get
that's it.
Get it together, man. Yeah. But, okay. Back in the old days, I was pirating like no one else. I think I've talked about this. I was on a couple private fucking pirating fucking servers.
Oh, really?
What.cd? Anybody ever heard of that?
What's the CD?
I think I've
for?
Already brought it up because the listeners already said like that I was on that too.
What was there was one called what like Piggy or something. Do you remember this
oh,
one?
Oh yeah.
Piggy. Mm-hmm. I remember that
Demonoid?
One had like
Demonoid?
No. No.
Maybe it's not Demonoid.
Demoth.
But fucking what.cd was so sick. You had to get invited or you had to pass a test to get in. It was a real ass community. You had to keep on uploading new things that weren't on the site yet. So you could go to the record store and just get like crazy obscure CDs, upload them, and then get points so you could keep downloading shit. They had rare things. It was awesome.
That, yeah, I kind of miss those times.
Did you go on music.sd ever?
No.
This feels like a, like, what's up, you know, like, you know, this feels like a trap.
SD's nuts.
Right. I know. Yeah. I see it from a mile away. You can't fucking fuck with me.
There's
like
a fucking
this.
Time and place, by the way. There's a time and place.
What if I don't have that much time left?
Well, I'm happy for the time.
I have to tell you the D's nuts thing now. Listen to me.
Wait, let me read some old torrenting sites, okay? See if they ring a bell. Bit Comet, Kazaa.
Yes.
LimeWire.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are the big ones.
FrostWire.
No.
Remember FrostWire?
No.
Mini Nova. Kick Ass Torrents.
Kick Ass Torrents. I like that.
That's fucking cool.
These sites are probably Rapid all still pumping sure. right now.
Mega Upload. Napster. Torrents.
Yeah.
E-Donkey. E-Mule. Morpheus. Damn, these are all right. You know what would be smart? Buy the fucking domain names for these and turn them into new style streaming services with boutique content for millennials like us.
That sounds right? like a like coked out like fucking pitch in the
I don't do that. I'm not tempted by chemicals.
I remember I had a few, this was the song that I was like most excited to download on a torrent site. It was one of them, but I remember I downloaded one of the Final Fantasy, I forget what it was, but it was like this epic symphony. Maybe it was like Final Fantasy VIII, like trailer music or something like that. You might know this. Did you guys play Final Fantasy?
No, sir.
No, I didn't really.
I'm sorry.
It's the most epic sort of orchestral song.
Final Fantasy VII?
It might have been from that. I forget. It's one of those eras. But I had my computer. We got like a new computer, and I took our first computer we had, which was from like 1994. It was like so ancient, and I like hooked it up in my bedroom. So I was like, oh, I have a computer in my room now and a fucking TV. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I had it going on.
94 is young, by the way, just so you know. That's not ancient. Right.
Yeah.
Not.
And I remember playing that. Jesus Walks. Ooh. I remember downloading that song.
Walks.
I was Jewish and I was still banging my fucking head like it was Slipknot.
Dude. I tried
that
to
song
download
would give me chills when I listened to it.
I tried to download, this is a horrific memory from my past. Tried to download like a bunch of MILF Hunter videos on a busted torrent site and tried to open them, and they really fucked up the computer. They were poisoned virus style. And the computer's all fucked up. I'm like just frantically, it's the family computer, frantically searching like how to fix it. Can't fix it. As a family, we were all supposed to go see Aragon. You remember Aragon by Mr. Paolini?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And my dad's like, well, I guess I'll stay behind and fucking fix the computer, see what's wrong with it. And I was like, I'll stay too. Like, well, no, I'll figure it out. And they're like, no, just go to the movie. So all of fucking Aragon, I'm like, it was like seizing in my seat, like imagining what's going to happen. And then I think actually he never figured out what caused it.
He knew. He knew it.
Yeah, he probably knew. He probably fucking knew. That was
I remember that was the thing, is like I think I couldn't download stuff on our like family computer because I was like getting viruses on it, and they were like, just fucking use the old computer if you're gonna do this shit.
My parents bought me a fucking porn computer as soon as that was for my bar mitzvah. That's all they got me. Yo, what's up? We're gonna show you all the websites, all the best ones right now. Titties.org. Back then they didn't have the X hamster shit, they just had the OGs. I don't know what X is.
I just want to ask really quick. Maybe those were sort of internet pirates, but why were they giving out viruses in the first place? What do they get from that? Because if they're not stealing your personal information, it's like they're just causing chaos.
It's just chaos. Yeah.
So they can operate. That. It's like throwing a smoke screen so that you can run around and capture the flag.
I watched this airsoft video yesterday. I've been watching all these airsoft videos. And there's this video of this guy hiding in a bush, like, sniping people, and he's got the sniper camera on.
Yeah, yeah.
Snipe, snipe. He gets two of them. Another guy comes, jumps behind, like, a log and throws, like, a smoke grenade out. But the smoke is, like, so weak, it just looks like it's, like, barely spilling out of the grenade. And then he comes out, immediately gets shot.
That is funny.
So funny.
Damn. Dude, I hit, like, a fucking refresh on my YouTube existence. Because my shit was so poisoned, my algorithm I've recommended was so poisoned with political stuff from all sides of the aisle. Far left, far right, medium. I blocked everything. I said, never recommend this channel again. I'm not interested in this. Block that. And now I am in the process of healing. I am seeing Grand Beatbox battle. I am seeing Swiss Beatbox. I'm seeing Loop Station battles in Japan. And it feels good.
Layla is watching, we just use my YouTube on the TV, and she's like watching, it's like all RuPaul, it's like all,
that's good,
100% of the algorithm's RuPaul. Respect, I like RuPaul, and guess what, Trixie Katya, watching their asses, very Delta, having a good time watching her talk, but I'm like, give me the fucking Donut Media videos, give me the breakdown, give me the IGN fucking breakdowns of the best video games coming in February 2025.
I watched the history of donuts today on YouTube.
What are you watching, Nate?
I don't know, dude. I don't watch much YouTube videos.
What do you do? I'm trying to figure out, what do you do? Don't like to drink. Don't fucking whatever.
Yeah. Nate's practicing. Nate is practicing for the pod.
Yeah, all day.
I'm just what were you gonna say?
I'm just riffing on different food items, hot dogs. My girlfriend just feeds me different mythical figures, and I just try to riff on them all day long.
Good mythical morning.
Damn.
Well, it's an amazing podcast. Should we get into what gave us joy?
Duh.
Duh, duh, duh.
Let me set this off. So, listen, I don't know how to say this. I don't know what to say, but you need to hear this. I had, basically, you know how I scream in my sleep? I'm screaming in my dreams, and then it transfers into me screaming in the real world. I made basically a large step, a leap in this technology that I'm working on accidentally. So I did there was a bunch of little children trying to break into my childhood home, like an army of little tiny children, rogue children. And I wasn't too threatened by them, but I was just trying to scare them off. And I was trying to scare them by screaming, letting out a loud scream. And so I screamed so loud in the real world. This time, it was true. It was probably like this. And
damn.
I screamed from my dream, check this, into the real world, check this, into Raleigh's dream when she was sleeping next to me. And she, in her dream, heard the scream from my fucking dream. From the real, you just see what I'm saying? And then she woke up and heard it in real life and said something like, stop it.
Who's to say that your dream, this is our dream self right now. This world is our dream self. That's our real selves. And we're trying to now, you're trying to communicate to, you see what I'm saying?
Watch fucking Severance. Watch fucking Severance. Please do.
Wow. That's incredible.
Okay, I'll give my joy. That's crazy, by the way. I have to think about that for a while. Nate, did we already talk about the movie Conundrum?
I don't think so.
Nate and I were going to go see a movie on Friday night. There was a miscommunication. We ended up at different movies and totally different theaters late at night. And I was kind of, I thought we were going to go see I'm Still Here. It's up for a Best Picture award at the Oscars. And let me just say, that shit was popping. And I didn't mind being in a theater by myself, basically all alone. Because that was an amazing movie. The acting, brilliant. Fucking, it was just great. Jesus. Go see it.
I'm gonna have to check that out. Yeah, let's see here. I went to Idlewild just for a little day trip, and it's just really, really beautiful. There was snow on the ground. you could pick it up, you know, and get a little snowball in your hand, throw it. It was just there. We were at like a little cabin, had a fire in the fireplace in the cabin. You know what I'm saying? Watching Traitors, latest episode, chilling, getting Mexican food. I mean, just an incredible little day trip. That's the beauty of Los Angeles is you can go 2 hours away and you're in a totally different environment. You're in the desert. You're in the mountains. So shout out to Southern California for the varied terrain.
I call it SoCal.
Oh, interesting.
I call it Pimpafonia.
Pimpafonia?
Yeah, Pimpsdale Pimpafonia.
That's going over my head. I don't know what that
is. Okay.
Well, guys, we did pirates from all angles. So to everyone listening, stay strong, keep fighting the good fight. Stay alive.
Peace.
Jack Sparrow.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.